When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. It's all coming up right after this.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Bleav Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen. Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
We have some the audio of Garcia? Jeff being arrested.
Uh-oh. You do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Love to hear it.
I've got to be a macho. Pretty lights. Let's get party. No, wait. It's the cop from the Village People. Hey.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah,
sir,
yes.
Do you know how fast you were going?
But look, hon, I forgot to set my TiVo for Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. If I miss the intro, I'll just slap you silly.
Have you been drinking tonight, sir?
Just an itty bitty bit. Three drinks, a cosmopolitan, a mojito, and a pink lady. Then I sucked down a bud.
I thought Jesus. You only had three drinks.
Well, I did, silly. My bud Andrew was with me. My, that's a big stick you've got.
Okay, let's see if you can walk a straight line.
Look, I don't know about that, but I can talk a straight line. Here's one.
Hey, how about them Cowboys this season?
All right, can you come with me, sir?
I can come with you repeatedly.
Dispatch, this is Unit 23 requesting backup.
I want your unit to back me up, big fella.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Great. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. You're talking all high, and I know you don't mean it. You really want me to go, shut up.
That's we have a guest.
Yeah, we should all shut up because we have
a
guest.
Yeah, we have a guest. A lovely guest.
Wait a minute. She's in some exotic port, I think.
Floating head.
It's vision. It's Allie Breen. Yeah, she's like a floating head. Hi, no. Allie, where are you?
Hey, I'm at the airport. I'm in one of their little vestibules, but it looks like, you know those class pictures you used to take where there's one of you and then the other one's looking off?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly,
you look like an after Catholic school yearbook or something.
Hi.
All you need
really
is a cross.
Which airport?
At LaGuardia.
Oh, okay. I can smell it.
Yeah. They're in Dallas.
Now, the way the show works is Allie Breen is a comedian. She's also our source for all things romantic in the world of love. And we call the show Sexy Time. And it's people writing us to ask questions about their love life. We try to fix them. Let's just get right to it. Allie, what have you got?
Dear Allie, I went out for coffee last week with a guy, and then we agreed to have a dinner date and go Dutch. We had a great time, and then when the bill came, he had a 2-for-1 coupon, and he used that to pay for his half.
Ace.
I'm all about going Dutch. This was uncomfortable. Even if he used it to take me out, it would have been cringe, but especially this. Should I give him another chance?
No. Actually, I can't believe you're saying that. That's in one of our news stories this morning.
Yes, it is.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, dining turnoffs. I already mentioned one of them to Ace, which is ordering a steak well done. Another one is using a coupon.
Yep.
Okay, but this is a really, like, this is an extreme coupon case here. This is.
The only way it would have been okay if it's if he used it for hers, thinking she's going to pay for it. I mean, surprise, I'm not paying for it either.
That would have been mildly cringe. This is next level cringe.
Yeah.
There's no reason to give this guy another shot. He might be a good dude, but.
What happened to equality? What happened to ERA?
There's a chance this guy chose the restaurant, too, knowing damn well that he was going to get
a food.
I can't afford to buy two dinners at this place. Have you seen these prices?
Yeah, but chick, there's no V in the word coupon, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm a little confused. If you got two for one, they have one dinner, then they split the bill. She saved money, too.
No, he didn't split the bill.
No.
He used
for his.
She paid for the one meal.
Oh, okay.
And he got his for free.
Got it.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
terrible.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
so bad. On a first date, especially.
Embarrassing.
I mean, if this is a few dates in, it's bad, but yeah.
It's fine. It's fine. You separate the wheat from the chaff. You know what you're working with. Damn right. Yeah, tell her to hit the bricks, Uggamug.
You know what you're working with, and
that's right.
You don't want to work with
you can't buy a meal for yourself, hobo. Okay. Get your crap and get out.
If there wasn't any spark, go ahead and never see him again.
In the words of Jay-Z, I'm the prize. Okay.
Really?
That's what he says.
You can quote Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Well, that's very interesting. I couldn't even identify him if I had a.
I'm a monster.
Sitting in here.
Yes, you could.
I'm a monster.
Let's move on. Thank you very much, Allie. What else you got?
Dear Allie, my husband bought me a vibrator to help spice things up in the bedroom. I can't believe I never knew what a game changer it would be. We use it together all the time, but then I also use it all the time by myself. Now he's getting insecure and he wants to stop using it completely, but I'd honestly rather stop using him.
Our
relationship.
Oh boy.
Well, sounds like the train has left the station.
Well, let's see that vibrator put a roof over your head, babe.
Maybe she puts the roof over his head.
You never know.
That's right. In that case, get rid of this loser. Is this the guy with the coupon?
Sounds like she's about to.
That's a shame.
Maybe he bought the vibrator with a coupon.
Well, the shame is now a lot of people are going to hear the story and they go, "This is why we don't have vibrators."
You just got to reassure them.
Yeah.
Just got to go, honey. Yeah.
Find someone with a giant dong
that can vibrate. Though?
Excuse me. To the great Billy Crystal. I'll have what he's having. What is this?
Never worked so hard.
Tell him to drink a lot of coffee or do something to give him the shakes. Maybe he can measure up.
Yeah.
There you go. Shakes.
You can compromise. Like when you're together, you don't have to use it, but you can still go solo without him.
I don't.
No.
You could.
No, I think that's what he's upset about.
I think that's unfair.
Well, is that. Go to the shower. He's
cheating
like
or not, Chrissy? Is that cheating?
No.
Are you sure?
Is masturbation cheating?
What the hell?
I'm just saying.
Not. God.
What if you're what? It depends on what you're looking at.
What are you thinking about? Somebody else, maybe.
No, it's still not cheating. You have to do that.
Adult entertainment is not cheating?
No way.
No way.
Yeah.
No. That's a totally different topic.
Yeah,
I mean, the point
totally
is.
Reassure him. Just go, babe, the reason this feels so good is because you are here with me and involved.
And maybe it's like, hey, look, by the way, I took the liberty of upgrading. I've got the new Evinrude 200. It's a twin. twin 200 horse.
And, there it is running in the background. I don't know if you can hear it.
If you hit this switch and it sounds kind of like a. Early wooden Chris Craft there. This is the one with the Packard engine.
Yeah, you'd think he'd be happy. It's less work for him.
Right.
Yeah.
We've solved this one. Let's move on. Once again, Allie Breen can be reached, Allibreen, and tell us your love troubles and we'll fix them for you. What do you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my husband told me years ago he likes to wear my underwear after I've had them on for a few days. It was a pretty sexy secret that we had, and I was really into it.
Wait a second.
Tom's going to get a massive case of the willies.
Read the first sentence again.
Yeah. My husband told me years ago he likes to wear my underwear after I've had them on for a few days.
He likes to wear them?
I think he's pulling him out of the hamper and putting him on.
For sure.
Yeah. For a few days.
Yeah.
Why is she wearing her underwear for a few days?
Because he likes it.
He likes it.
Right.
Oh, I thought she didn't know that. And she just found out. Okay.
No, of course.
I mean, it's not clear, but hopefully that's the case.
And she goes on to say that she thinks it's sexy.
She thinks it's sexy. But now he's starting to wear nylons and silk camis that I haven't worn under his clothes. And I think it's less about me and just about what he likes.
And also,
that doesn't turn me on.
Also, he has a boy. He has a boyfriend, doesn't he, Allie?
Possibly.
That's a whole different.
Wait a minute.
That's a whole different sphere of things.
There are men who are cross-dressers.
I told you I had to bail out one of our DJs, not here, but in my previous life.
You told me that you would never mention that to anybody.
No. That was my the guy Len.
You look good in a teddy.
Who, Allie? I'll tell you about. In fact, Len looked kind of like you. He had. Well, let me finish. He had long blonde hair.
There's no way you can interpret that as an insult, Allie.
No, but yeah. Len.
A lot of people would, but don't.
No,
you do.
Len. He had your beautiful blonde hair.
Oh wait, okay.
And he was a DJ where I was working, and he was arrested by the cops in women's clothing. But here's the thing: his wife knew all about it, and he wore her clothes all the time. He'd go out in the town. I didn't know anything about it. I get this phone call: can you come bail me out of jail? It was weird, but.
Well, it was.
Can you come bail me out of jail? Christy's right. That's a different thing. Just the women's. There's a whole sphere of things that. Who knows what he's into?
Why wouldn't Len call his wife to bail him out of jail?
That I was not clear on.
You might have been part of the fetish, Tom. You might have been a little side note.
No, it just it was so totally weird that I don't know. But
yeah,
this thing is.
We haven't even heard the whole letter.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, she just said this is now starting to be unsexy. Is there any way I can turn this around?
I don't think so.
I think that's like putting toothpaste back in the bottle.
Yeah, this is his thing.
He likes it.
I will say that anything crushed in nylons is not going to be sexy. That's not going to be a good look that anyone's going to find hot. Or is that a thing?
Oh, like testicles?
Like a guy, yeah.
All mushed up
in nylon?
Mushed up in the...
Yeah.
But this is about what he feels. This is making him feel good for whatever reason.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't
think he's going to change.
I don't either.
No, he needs it.
Yep. Now you guys can go shopping together.
That's a nice spin on it.
Yeah, as opposed to like finding women's clothes and
maybe take his mom along.
Yes. I mean, she's probably the reason for this in some odd way.
You think he took her clothes as a kid?
That's what I'm wondering.
Maybe he should look at a nice accredited program of deprogramming and see if he can fight it.
Yeah.
He can fight this demon.
There are places you can send him for a week.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Very good. Let's move on.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? It's 2024. You're weird if you're not doing something like this these days. So maybe they're on the right track.
Let's move on. Once again, Allie Breen, Allie Breen, send her your love troubles.
Dear Allie, my girlfriend is 13 years younger than me. We've been together for a year and her birthday is coming up and she wants me to get her a boob job. I told her I love her boobs exactly as they are, so I feel like she's probably doing this for someone else. Maybe I would do it if we're married, but I don't know if I want to buy her boobs for someone else's benefit. What should I do?
She is doing it for someone else herself.
Yeah.
She's doing it for her.
Yeah, that's quite a leap.
Yes. You insecure madman.
But once she has her new boobs, she may find someone else because now she's hotter, right? Yeah.
She wants them for her.
I think we can move on to our next letter. Allie, is that correct?
Dear Allie, the adult man that I'm dating has two guinea pigs. No kids, just a 36-year-old man with guineas. How big of a red flag is this?
Big, huge. Get rid of him.
No, it's not.
He jams them in his ass.
Oh, no. What's wrong with
There's
having
no doubt.
Guinea pigs?
They smell.
Or they don't smell.
Give him $100 and you'll go buy a nice girl.
From America. Yeah.
Tell her, just sniff them. You'll know.
Just ask him point blank, do you put these in your butt?
Right.
No,
just ask his butt.
How did that rumor get around so widely?
Yeah, I've always wondered, who did Richard Gere piss off? How'd that?
The hamster he jammed up his ass?
Exactly.
And that and Rod Stewart and the stomach bump.
Huh? I have no doubt that happened.
Well, who did?
that's actually real.
God. I don't know. That would be a huge turnoff for me.
Oof. Just see what the backstory is.
Yeah, it's a weird pet for a man.
Now, is it? He just thinks it's cute.
Maybe it's like his long last love who just died's pet. So she's trying to keep
him. There could be an answer here. Maybe the next date he'll introduce you to his python.
It's the same as a full-grown woman have a chinchilla or something.
That's just, what a weirdo.
I don't care what you guys think. If you love animals, you love animals. Yeah. It doesn't matter what they are.
You know, I knew a guy that
it's a talking catcher's bed.
Went out with a woman who had like 40 rabbits in her basement.
Well, that's too many.
That's ridiculous.
That's too many of anything.
Yeah. Smelled like an elephant dung convention, apparently.
Rabbit dung.
Were they 40 rabbits in the basement? Were they having sex and having baby rabbits?
They do probably.
Yeah, I think it's weird, but hey, you know, whatever.
Rabbits are a very popular pet. You'd be surprised.
No thanks. Don't get them,
rabbits.
Especially with Easter coming. Parents, you'll do all the work.
Rabbit.
I have 30 rabbits in my basement.
Do you?
But I'm running a keychain factory. I don't know what to do with all these.
Now,
the rest
three-legged
of the bodies,
rabbits?
All you're getting rid of are the feet.
How much are you?
I'm trying to teach them how to slither.
How much are you charging for your rabbit's feet keychains?
$1 a piece. It's worth it.
And what's your landed price? What's your price?
20 cents.
20 cents?
Yeah. So it's about an 80% margin.
Have you thought about taking everything to China?
I have, yeah. Okay. But they eat them there.
Okay. Could we move on? We have time for one more letter, Allie.
Dear Allie, I just found out the guy I'm dating has a second phone. I found out because I snooped in his briefcase while he was in the shower, so I really can't tell him. How do I investigate this further, and what possible reason could there be other than something that's not in his
Could it be a work phone?
No. You do not deserve an answer. You snoop, you sneak, you rat.
You violated the trust.
Yes. Do him a favor and break up with him.
I mean, the guy, he could have a work phone.
You are
right.
Let me say this.
You're a filthy rat.
If he did, he would have pointed that out.
It
would have gone off. Well, yeah, sure. He would go, hey, by the way, I got to carry this around because it's paid for by my work and I can't use my work phone for personal.
You're a bad person.
Did you have to break the lock on the briefcase? If you did, then it's probably not a work phone. Like, because why would you lock that? But if it was a shady phone, he would keep it with him at all times, even in the bathroom. He wouldn't even let you have access to it.
Stop answering this lady.
You might forget, though. Sometimes you forget.
Ma'am, I hope you're hit by a bicycle today. And I say bicycle because it'll hurt, but it won't do a lot of damage. It'll just cause you a little bit of pain.
I'm going to say by a bus, it knocks you up on top of a building, and then you fall off that building back into the street and get hit by a car.
Ooh.
That's what I hope.
Wow.
You nosy weirdo.
Yes. Okay. Have some self-confidence.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. We've done a lot of damage today.
Thank you very much.
A lot of damage done today. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Allie, now where are you on your way to this time?
I'm going to Dallas. I'm doing my friend. Do you guys know Dave Landau?
Sure.
Funny comic.
I love Dave.
His podcast. Yeah. They actually fly people out to do the show, I think, because it's in an odd place. So I'm going out to do it. It's called Normal World.
Please tell him we said hello. He's one of our favorites.
I definitely will.
He's
fantastic.
Very funny.
Fun.
Yes.
Tell him I'm not speaking to him, Allie.
And his buddy who was with him last time.
I'll send regards for everyone.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Is that Matt McLowery?
Yes.
Oh my!
That's great. I've worked with Matt a lot. Yeah,
that was one of the funniest moments on this show this year. I don't know.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, we had a great time.
And I can't describe it. I'll have to see if we can get it on tape somewhere. That was great. Yeah, Dave Landau's terrific.
Yeah, you can post it. I would love to.
I can't wait to listen to that, Allie. All three, that'll be terrific, you guys talking.
You know, it should be fun.
Dave's one of those guys. I thought he was a normal human being. And then about, I don't know, 15 years ago, he walked in here with this incredibly weird haircut, and I thought,
He's abnormal.
I thought he was very normal, and then he came in with a weird haircut.
Right up until-
I mean, he had like a mohawk. It was dyed blue.
And red.
Hey, this guy's nuts.
Keep talking.
Nuts!
This was
that
great.
Was mine.
He's super funny. Well, thanks, Allie. You look
thanks,
great,
guys.
As always.
See Allie.
Bye,
you
Allie.
Remind me of my buddy Len.
You remind me of my buddy Len.
Hey, what's Len, wrong with you?
No, Len just had that same
what
hair she has.
What's wrong with you?
And Len,
you
Len.
Can't tell a lady they look remind you of
guy. Just her hair.
It doesn't matter.
It
you don't understand.
It doesn't matter.
And Len dressed up as a woman. That was his thing.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
I know you look like a man in drag. You know that?
That's exactly what he said to her.
He did not have a mohawk, though.
No,
so he was normal.
Okay. But he had bigger. Never mind.
Oh, boy.
All right. She'll hear about this.
Keep digging.
Digging them holes.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? Can you pay me more?
Jeff Smith, right? Teaches on the sliding scale.
Those Weekend Golf Guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.